Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, this is Running Commentary.
Running Commentary, yes, we're off.
For the first time in a while I've come round to your house. You're going to take me back to the woods.
It's been a while, back to the woods. Nice little 5 mile.
Sounds good.
Still kind of post-London. Well, I'm still sort of post-London.
You're not limping anymore, though.
No. I feel like I'm sort of coming back to life. I only had like 2 runs in the week after London.
Yep.
And this is my first run of the week, really. So
yeah.
And then next week I should be back into it. Really.
Oh, my legs. Look at that. Sorry to stop. Look at that wisteria. That's some of the best. It's wisteria. Sorry, I'm becoming wisterical. Look at that.
Gorgeous.
Well done to your neighbours.
So
you've had a couple of little... But you're basically not running.
Just little runs. Just really letting it... consistently underestimate how tough marathons are.
Yeah.
And the week after, my legs just... It's only like the Friday, Saturday when I can get out of a car without really sort of straining and using my hands to push me up. You know.
Yeah. I did loads of driving at the weekend.
Right, yeah,
and I did. Really, really bad timing for the marathon recoverer.
Yeah.
And just bad for the runner.
I
think I need a helicopter.
Just cramped up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Running Commentary does need a helicopter, actually. I think that's the next stage. Any sponsors out there? Yeah, give us a shout. Yeah, let's build a helipad.
Yeah, they're running helicoptery. Running heli doesn't work. We did a whole thing by drone. It's all drones now.
Yeah.
Although I can't do my gigs, but it doesn't work. So talking of how hard they are, I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
Right, we're just, listeners, we're just getting down into the park. It's cold, isn't it? It's cold.
Yeah, we're just going to do a little 5 mile woody loopy.
It's nice. It's not lovely
nice
weather.
To be out again.
It's the kind of weather where you think, oh, I'm enjoying this, particularly as a runner. And then you get on Facebook and someone says, oh, someone tell the weather it's me.
Yeah. A complete over.
People don't have mind, don't they?
Reaction.
God, people. British, I don't think British people realise how we're like professional moaners.
Yeah.
Other people.
Like constant moaning.
Constantly moaning. I'm moaning about things which, if you look at them, are pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Have you seen this advert? Right, it's a sort of eye view of a toddler making a mess with some spaghetti bolognese.
Right.
Alexa, how many minutes are there in 18 years? So the subject here is that parenting is A, a nightmare, and B, a nightmare for every moment of the first 18 years of your beautiful child's life.
Consists entirely of bolognese mess.
Yeah, and that is, you know, that's supposed to appeal. You're supposed to watch that and think, oh yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
I hate my life. I hate my child.
When in fact... Eating bolognese with your kid at that age is actually a really good laugh.
It's one of the best things you can do.
Covered in bolognese, the spaghetti's really fun.
Yeah.
And it's a complete laugh, isn't it?
All you've got to do is put them under the tap. You know, just
a bit of bolognese,
someone who likes their carpet more than their child. As Kevin Spacey says in American Beauty, it's just a couch. So you were saying about we consistently underestimate how hard marathons are. I read this thing last year.
Yeah.
It said humans have evolved to have a slight lack of imagination about the magnitude of tasks.
Right.
Yeah? So we're really good at ideas, really good at kind of schedules and I'm going to do this, this and this. And yet consistently, whatever the task is, you know, whether it's a project at work or a marathon or a novel, you know, basically you look at it and you think, yeah, I'll be able to do that. And then you start it and you go, oh my goodness,
this is tricky.
This is a big job. And it's always a surprise. And we've evolved to do that because it makes us good at taking things on.
Yeah, or else we'd never get anything done.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I think in terms of marathon running, you know, it's interesting because the wall is a bit of an outmoded concept, you know. People who don't do marathons will say to you, are you worried about the wall? And you say, there's no such thing as the wall. But, you know, it's a way of expressing something, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
And it's interesting that top runners, who I think would never refer to the wall, will quite often say, then the wheels came off.
Yeah.
And if there's no wall, there definitely aren't any wheels.
Yeah, I know. And things, most runners slow down, if not significantly, at least a bit, even the best a little bit in the second half of the run.
Yeah.
Because it gets harder.
It gets really hard.
Yeah.
And I think
this is the hardy, hardy, hard bit.
I also think it's a slight advantage, but you know, when you're running it really hard like you did, and you know, going for three and like breaking yourself on it, you know, I look back, I found it really hard, like you say, and then I kind of sprung back.
Yeah.
I had achy legs last week, but basically got on with my life.
Right.
And it's very easy to forget. I think it's part of that same mindset. You think, oh yeah, it was easy. I'll do it again. It was easy before. Because I think, as well as not being able to imagine hardship in the future,
we quickly
edit it out of the past.
Yeah.
Always Which remember is great, my wife. Yeah, it's a handy skill. I'm into
Brilliant
that.
Brilliant skill, yeah.
I remember my wife when she was, you know, our two kids were born just a couple of years apart, and when she was pregnant with the second one, saying, why don't I feel great and happy all the time like I did the first time I was pregnant?
Because you know what's coming.
No, it's not also. Because you didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
You're only remembering the good bits.
Yeah.
But that's the way it's supposed to work.
So you recovered okay then, essentially?
Yeah. I mean, I hope I'm not being a little bit blasé because it takes a while to kick in. Do you know what I mean? I felt good last week. But I've been running on.
Right.
Had some good runs. I am... Because I was in Wales at the weekend.
Right.
Did Macunkleth Comedy Festival.
Which is a great festival.
Oh, so wonderful. Very special time. And if you don't know, dear listener, you know, it's like a lovely little town and the festival just kind of lays over it like a... It's just full of comedians. And
but nothing but good things about it.
Comedy fans, and it's really good. And it's beautiful. And I didn't run in Macunkleth, but I stayed with my friends in the house I borrowed last summer.
Yeah.
And I did my kind of hilly little run around their valley on Sunday.
Oh, sounds good.
Really, really nice. I mean, I love running in Wales. It's very special. We're going to try and get a Welsh run in on here, aren't we?
We're going to try and do it, yeah.
Yeah, we're aiming for that. Because I get to have a holiday and get a run with you.
Yeah.
And you get to leave Liverpool for a day.
Yeah, absolutely, which is always good.
Yeah. And in the tradition...
Love the gigs in Liverpool.
Yeah, love the town.
Love the gigs in Liverpool, but it's where they put you up, actually, the hotel.
In the tradition of the... dissing towns and running commentary, I may have gone. That may be the worst one I've ever done. Liverpool, can be a bit rubbish at times, can't it? What are you saying about our town? Only joking, Liverpool.
And have you been boozing much? Did you go back to the source? Has there been any saucy?
There's been sauce. Oh yeah. Have I been drunk? I don't have been drunk. What the main thing is that I had a kind of week off being all abstemious, you know? So
yes.
I had a few beers and I had a few pies, vegan pies. In fact, here's fun. In Macunthith, there's a really nice health food shop there.
Yeah.
And I was in there getting myself some vegan cheese to eat on some oat cakes, you know, because I'm really partying it up.
Yeah, why not, yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Ooh, let's double dunk the oat cakes in some almond milk. Let's
go. And then I saw a Sagaloo pie, vegan. Oh, looks good, huh? Got it out, bought it, got it out of the box. Oh, what a treat. Bit into it, nearly broke my teeth. It's frozen. Oh, I'd got it out of the freezer, not the fridge. What
not
an
nice.
Idiot. So to not be standing nice. On Macunkleth High Street where, you know, people are always going, hey, there's that comedian.
Yeah.
I'm hoping a couple of comedy fans were looking at me. Tony Kapai looking nice, lovely.
Sort of a Sagaloo slapstick.
What an idiot. But I felt going up and down the hills the next day, I just really felt that a really nice fitness, which is that realising that last summer when I was going up the same hills, they were harder.
That's
and
nice.
So these hills that I knew.
You just got a strength.
You're used
now.
To pacing. Yeah, and you can also see, it's just enjoyable to psychologically see the difference, to kind of have that voice in my head that goes, oh, here comes this climb. It's almost like a volume control on it. You know, as it faded down and my legs said...
You can cope with it better.
No problem. Up I go, you know.
No, that is nice.
I think that in the wide world, the runs at the weekend were quite hilly. A couple of people got in touch, wasn't there? Was that marathon in Dorset, which is a bit of a hilly one, and someone else got in touch about a hilly run. I think it's nice for your...
They're so good for strength hills, aren't they?
Yeah, and psychological strength.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice to have a week after marathon and just kind of eat what you want and slob around, but it quickly pales, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Because you've established... Because in training for it, you've established a pattern of life that you actually really like.
That's right.
It's actually really nice to be,
and it feels
to be really fit.
Absolutely.
And not eat everything that you immediately want when you see it. And,
no,
do you know
I really
what I mean?
Want to hold on to that. Because you know, like, it's hard, because you need the deadline to keep you that strict.
You need the events, don't you?
Yeah. I also feel, I think maybe again, slightly different because of your margins. You know, you're running at 100%. I'm running at I'll stubbornly hit those last few miles, you know?
Yeah.
So I come out of the marathon wanting to do ridiculous amounts of running.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
So did the marathon, did a little bit of running last week, did this festival on Saturday. That run in the hills was on Sunday. And when I got home, I saw that someone had done the Oswestry half marathon on Sunday morning.
Right.
I thought, I was right near Oswestry. I could have done that.
You could have done that, yeah.
And I really
meant
it. It's like...
Some people do that.
It was a half marathon a week after the marathon. You didn't need to do it. But...
You felt okay to have done it.
Yeah, and I remember having exactly the same thing after Berlin. A week after Berlin, I'd done one really nice wind-down run in Glasgow.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks after Berlin was the Royal Parks. But on the Sunday in between, I was getting the train home from Glasgow, and everyone was doing a great Scottish run. So I should be doing that.
Yes.
You shouldn't, because you break your knees.
Yeah, you need to relax a bit. But some people just roll on and do events and park runs a week after marathon. And
yeah.
I wasn't really in a position to want to. I always find that my legs are still tired. Even a few weeks later when we do that crouch and 10K.
Yeah, yeah.
My legs aren't right to race again, you know.
No, absolutely. I mean, I feel good in myself and I really want to be running kind of in principle and in my head. But in my knees, oh yeah.
Right.
I still feel the marathon.
Yeah.
And also, like you say, it only takes a few days for taking the foot off the pedals with regards to sort of heavy foods and stuff. And you feel them.
Yeah, because you're kind of
heavy.
You eat all the Jaffa cakes and have all the cheese and polish of all the wine and...
Yeah.
Doesn't feel that great.
No.
The next day. Do you know what I mean?
That's the thing.
I think we have to accept that there's something in us and that wants to be really fit and really likes that feeling.
That's right.
And just simply celebrate it.
The older you get, the easier it gets to spot. Even though, don't get me wrong, it's very hard to conquer. But it's very easy to spot those kind of wrong chemicals, those addictive-y things where you think, I really, and this could be anything, it could be like drink, pasties, cigarettes. You think to yourself, I've got to have that, it's going to be such a treat.
Yeah.
And then you have it and you think, that was quite disappointing.
Yes.
And then you think, I'll have more.
I'll have some more, yeah.
And that's how those kind of fake hit things work.
Yeah.
It's the same when I used to take all that heroin.
Something's happening.
Yeah.
This is actually addictive.
Yeah. And ultimately, the experience is disappointing.
Yeah. But it's also realising the simply addictive nature of running as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And just how addicted people get to it, including us, you know.
Throws the other stuff into relief. Oh, God.
So I had a few days on the sauce.
So that lady was just putting a bag in a bin, and I, just for a split second, I thought there was a wheelie bin falling out of the tree. Yeah, duck, duck! There's a bin coming down!
So if we'd have been running this time yesterday, I'd have been really hungover.
Yeah, what? What did you think?
Just, it was...
It was bank holiday Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was actually bank holiday Monday.
Yeah, I mean the bank holiday Eve Sunday.
Yeah, I was going to do a... I was meant to do a gig in Lincoln on Monday.
Yeah.
But it got cancelled on Monday morning, and I'd done loads of gigs, loads of travelling.
Yeah.
And I just knew at that moment when I got the text at 10:30 in the morning, I was going to get really drunk on Monday.
Yeah, great.
It was just like, I was so relieved not to have to go to Lincoln. Not that there's anything wrong with Lincoln.
Love Lincoln.
Love Lincoln.
It's almost as nice as Liverpool.
Love Lincoln. And love the gigs there, but yeah. It's just, I've done so much travel post-marathon.
To be fair, sorry Lincoln, but it is far away.
It's a long way from us, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think even when you're in Lincoln, you just think, oh, this is far away.
Where is Lincoln?
Where am I?
I'm in it. I'm in Lincoln.
This is like I'm somewhere near Gainsborough.
Yeah. It was going to be a great...
Which event. Is also a lovely town.
Anyway, he got cancelled.
Yeah.
And it was my mate Matt's 52nd birthday, which, as you know, is a massive milestone.
That's one of the big ones. Yeah, 52
yeah. 52 is huge.
Double marathon.
Yeah, it's massive.
52.4.
And he's a bit of a boozer. Julie was there. You see, old drinking crew got drunk, came home, and then got
because
drunk again
been,
on my
own.
It's
been a while since you've been to a good party, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a while since
you've only had like six
not
enough parties.
2 months. Yeah. But I did that thing of like getting drunk with mates, getting the Uber home,
ow,
wife goes to bed,
yeah,
and then just getting drunk on my own, getting super drunk.
Yeah, great.
Just to finish off the drink.
Taking
just
it really, up a notch.
Yeah, just there's a bottle of wine in, and you're already drunk. Let's just launch into that.
Yeah, in my Christmas
great
show.
Great feeling. Great
in my
feeling.
My Christmas show a few years ago to talk about what Black Sand Booker is for. In terms of Christmas drinking, and it's like it's one of those things that you drink, you're gonna have to drink that, or you'll go home.
Yeah,
you know, it's like it's that ridiculous moment when you know somewhere the voice that says stop drinking and go to bed.
Yeah,
is alive and well and watching.
But Sambucas no. Are one of those drinks when you know you're doing shots of Sambuca, you insist that other people do them with you, don't you?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, I'm not going to drink this alone. No. It's like we either all do this or we don't.
Mind you, talking of going for a drink with people, that was interesting. I did a gig in Manchester on Sunday night.
All right.
Really nice bank holiday special because, you know, don't normally have show on a Sunday.
Yes, night. Yeah.
It was a lovely crowd. It was really good. And I met these guys afterwards. I say met these guys. It was them and their partners. But I kind of had to introduce myself to their partners.
Right.
There's something quite sort of masculine going on there because they'd have just sat and waited otherwise.
It's nice.
These guys are nice. They were smart
and
Kiwis.
They'd seen you at the gig.
They'd been at the gig.
Right.
And they were up for a chat and a laugh. Good guys, you know. And yet, it was a funny old thing. We got to talking about Trump.
Yeah.
And it got quite intense. And they were mainly... They were pretty pro-Trump.
They were pretty pro-Trump.
And these were good, easygoing, good sense of humour, smart guys.
He's all right, mate.
Yeah, just, well, they had their reasons.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of, simultaneously, you know, basically I disagree with them pretty hard.
Yeah.
But it's funny when you talk to real people, particularly real strangers about that stuff, and it reminds you how binary the internet is. Because I was just thinking, I'm starting to feel... really complicated now.
Yes.
Not that I agree with them, but I'm listening
of
to
course,
them and I respect them,
course.
But then, having said that, they said, so you're coming for, where are we going now? You know, where are we going to go for a drink? And I was like, good God, no.
You're coming for that Trump convention, mate? Yeah, we're going
nice
on to the Trump party.
I'm exhausted from disagreeing
from
with you.
This complexity.
Yeah, yeah. And you're strangers and I need to go to bed. So I was on the other side of that second phase of drinking.
Yeah. When you get tired, that's it. Call it a day. Yeah. I was in such a where you're so drunk, you're watching box sets on Sky that you know you're going to have to rewatch the next day because you're not understanding it.
Yeah.
Just simple plot
that's great,
lines.
Great, isn't it? When
simple
it's not
plot.
Going in.
Simple plot. Plot
it's not
threads
going
getting,
in.
Getting lost.
How complicated is this?
Not very.
Actually, thinking about that, say, oh, I just went home. I think I mainly went home because the conversation was too intense. Because I had a couple of drinks with those guys, and I bought a can of lager to drink in my hotel room. You know, because everyone right. needs to do that, don't they?
Yes.
And yeah. And I drank the can of lager, and I literally think that because I was really tired, and I was just wiped out and went to sleep. And I think I was drunk. In the night.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I didn't feel drunk before I went to sleep. I didn't feel too bad when I woke up in the morning. But I remember when I kind of been asleep for very long, just getting up and going and not being able to find the light to the toilet. I'd like to have seen that. It was a real serious hotel room stumble around.
It's so dangerous, social media and drinking, isn't it? Yeah. Just getting on it. Just,
yeah, we do open up a little at that time.
It's very subtle, mate. I just find myself... You've just got to be careful, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You've got to be careful.
Absolutely.
Getting over-involved or just connect... You're just sort of... They're not just doing stuff that you wouldn't normally do. It's too easy, isn't it?
Well, that's the funny thing about social media. It's like watching watching kids get on the social media, is that it's you have a set of somewhere between inhibitions and rules, you know.
Yes.
This is my life.
There's a
I'm
protocol.
Not share that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to
do
that. And then, of course... Okay, calm yourself.
Here we go. Coming from the...
That dog walker's
coming from the east.
She's starting to set the pack on us.
A pack of wild terriers.
These dogs seem pretty posh.
Yes.
These dogs this posh don't bite.
Posh dog fracas in Queenswood. Podcasters savaged by small ferocious
by
terrier.
Neat dogs.
Owner says, he's not normally like this.
I can smell the shampoo.
He won't hurt you.
Yeah. That's a funny one, isn't it? He won't bite.
He won't
as the
bite.
Dog goes,
as he's snapping and biting.
He won't bite, but he will traumatise for life.
Yeah. So it's nice to... Basically what I'm saying is that I just don't think I'm ever going to drink as much as I used to drink 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
I just don't feel like... Obviously I'm in a position now where if I'm going to go out, I'm going to have a drink.
I think me and the listeners will be very interested to see if you... stay with that.
Yeah, I've kind of...
I've stopped for a really... Are these blueberries? If they are blueberries, they're very light colour, but they're absolutely gorgeous. There we go. The woods. Look at these leaves. Look, give me
the woods.
Pose. Leaves are coming.
We had, we had a bit of rain, didn't we, yesterday?
It's beautiful.
It has come alive today.
Yes, yes.
The woods are alive. And we are alive. We are part of the life of the woods.
I saw incredible colour when I...
Through the woods.
...was running in Borrowdale. You know, sort of training, getting out before breakfast because you're on holiday there and I was keeping the running up.
Yeah.
And it was really, it was so worth it. I went out and the colour was superb. The sun, it was cloudy.
Right.
But it must have been just after dawn because it looked like there was light, but you felt like it was dim, you know. And everything was dark. Like every colour was a dark colour. It's amazing. Why does the old bracken look red and the trees look black and the road is... And I realised, as well as it being just after dawn, everything was wet.
Yes.
It's been raining like a...
It's nice,
like
isn't
a good
it? So
morning.
Rich, isn't it?
And you can only really get that wet in the Lake District. And then you get to kind of a tiny little... What would have been a stream the day before. It was going... It's thundering.
It's so good to get out in the country. We'll have to get some wild runs in. So we've got... Have you got any little races coming up? We've got the Crouch and 10K coming up, haven't we, in a few
weeks?
Yeah,
and then that 10-mile. I'm looking at the Cannock Chase 10K.
Yes.
First Sunday in August.
Right.
Which I looked at a couple of years ago.
That'll be a good one. I think I might be on holiday then, but I think that'll be a good one.
And then, of course, New York. But I am going to... See, I've been very... My thoughts about running... After the London Marathon, a very ongoing. Like you say,
yes.
I want to maintain the fitness. I want to maintain the low weight.
Right.
And I want to start... I was joking with my wife about it, because it's not like I do too little running, but I kind of want to start making hour runs and park runs little extras on top of my...
On top of
three
your,
runs a week and training
right.
afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also, yeah, Once I've recovered, I think around that 10-mile, I think I always want to be running double figures every week.
Right.
And make that a kind of life habit.
Yes, yeah. Just one long-ish run a week of over 10, yeah.
I think I'm slightly more confident that when it feels like that's ruining my legs, it's robbing them out of the tree there. It's actually just using them, do you know what I mean?
Right.
The fact that some of the pain I had in the run-up to that marathon was really like, oh my goodness, my legs are in the right state, but I still ran a marathon on them.
Yeah,
and they
felt better during
it. Felt better. And they didn't even hurt, you know what
right.
I mean? That was, as I got tired in the marathon, it was my lungs and body that were tired, not my joints and muscles, you know?
Don't your quads start hurt? Don't your legs hurt?
Not really.
Right.
No.
With me, it's all my quads, it's the driving.
I get pains, but they kind of come and go.
Right.
They're like kind of odd waves. Mm. I had, I've had a bit of trouble with my, this foot that's got a funny toe on it.
Right, yeah.
And shoes and stuff. And I had a pain really early on, like about 5 miles in, my right foot just went, wow. And I was like, I don't think I can take that seriously, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's much too early on. I'll just ignore that. And then it went away, you know?
I do think there's some psychological things that happen to you early on in the marathon race itself that are just tension playing out. I got a quite
it's like paranoia, but it runs on into runs the beginning of the run.
I got a quite severe stitch about 4 miles.
Yeah.
I thought, this is ridiculous.
It's partly because you were running 5 minute miles at that stage.
No, but it's sort of, it's just ridiculous. There's way I'm going to do all this training and a stitch is going to knock me out.
And it's a bit like,
it's quite hard work, you know.
What, running a marathon?
Running a marathon with a stick, you've got to breathe it out and massage your stomach and all that business.
I think I tend to get, if it's not psychological, I tend to get a stitch in warm weather.
Right.
But again, it's quite a good thing because, one, I think, like you say, running through a stitch is really hard, but it is possible.
Yes.
So it's psychologically quite a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Not stopping for a stitch is one of my first,
yes,
I'm a real runner now kind of signs.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And two, it's a warning light. You know, it's a clear signal that the rules are different when the weather's hot.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just gulping water and you're taking in air and all that. It's just,
this bus, we have to stop here because this bus came past.
Yeah.
For the bus. But I think that get quite a lot of run through pain early on in the marathon, and like you say, it's you have to.
Everyone's having their own drama, aren't they?
You do come up against that thing that says, "Is it hurting so much you're going to have to stop?"
Yeah.
And you think no, and then you just ignore it.
Yeah.
And then
this will go away, hopefully.
If it isn't something bad, it will go away. You know, I mean, my feet were in a really good state at the end of the marathon. I think a good, fairly fierce self-manicure, pedicure,
right,
a few days before, and my feet were fine. I'm not going to illustrate with the pictures, they're still a grim nightmare.
Yeah.
But there was no bleeding, or bad toenails or anything.
Is that different?
Someone else was saying about toenails. You know, it seems obvious, but here's a tip.
Yeah.
It's got to be short toenails, because the whole black toenail is to do with a very gentle waggle, isn't it? If you've got a little bit of toenail,
yes,
and it's against the sock,
right,
that'll just go up and down, not a problem. But if you do that for 20 miles,
you get a bit of
it eventually becomes an injury. So keep those toenails short, kids. I'm sure everyone already knows that, but
I know it's that good pain, bad pain thing, isn't it? I know a couple of lads at the club who overtrained on the way to London.
Yeah.
Training for the marathon, felt pain, kept running. One of them lined up at Reading with a bit of an injury.
Yeah.
Was limping after 2 miles, raced the whole thing, stress fracture.
Oh, whoa, whoa,
so he's out for like 3 months.
Yeah, that's
you know.
No good.
And that's just dog-headed idiocy.
But if you're a serious ongoing runner, you know, it's complicated, isn't it? You've got to be able to read your body, because it's not like if you waited until nothing was hurting.
Yeah.
Well, I can't remember the last time nothing was hurting.
It's also the loss in their eyes when you're talking to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they can't run anymore.
And they did it to themselves.
It's like they're in mourning
or something.
It's like
a hangover.
It's like bereavement.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like... I can't run. I want to run. I can't.
Yeah.
So I'm doing cross training. It's great.
Yeah. No, I'm going to get into swimming when the day comes. I'll do it.
Yeah, swimming.
That's the same.
Swimming actually be all right.
Yeah.
It's not as convenient though, is
it? Waterproof music player. I can do that. We've gone across the road from Queenswood onto proper Highgate Woods.
Just your classic.
Gorgeous.
The classic five.
Let's make it classic by going to the toilet block.
Right.
This is where I didn't just go into, but sprinted into the ladies.
Running commentary in the ladies' toilets.
Yeah, with the microphone on.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Here I am. Wait, there's another pack of dogs.
Here I am.
You stay here and create a distraction. Make a kind of bacon smell while I try and run past this lady into the ladies.
Look at that.
Okay, excuse me a second, listeners.
Wild dogs. Who let the dogs out?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Are you back?
Yes, I am back.
We're back. Can we send a special mention to Steve, who I'm sure didn't put a horrible noise on that toilet break?
Of course he'd never do
Steve
that.
Doing wonderful jobs out there in Spain, sorting out, cutting all the stuff.
Oh, the high life in Spain.
Special moment of Kylie on the Marathon podcast. That was Steve's inspiration. It was beautiful. I think a couple of people got in touch and said they really enjoyed that.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I think I said, I believe in you. I believe in you.
You know what that is? That is Steve really drunk, listening to the podcast.
Enjoying
the high life. Enjoying the high life in Spain.
This is the bit on Highgate Woods where Paul has to go left through the woods. It's only about 100 yards, but he goes through it on principle, don't you?
It's pretty dangerous.
Every time.
It can get pretty dangerous.
It's really...
I actually once had a hideous fall into this fence. I fell into there and just really...
As they used to say, now that could have an eye out.
Yeah. I tell you what, I had a bit of a breakthrough on my personal life this last week.
Hit me.
I managed to change attire.
Woo.
Oh my, because I only said this because it happened twice in very short succession. When we came back from Devon.
When you say you managed to change attire, you don't mean you put a suit on.
No.
Wordplay, guys.
The whole thing. We're coming back from Devon. And... got a slow punch.
Can I just say that was me jumping across the ditch?
Yeah.
In case you think it was
not a reaction to Devon, because we love Devon.
Yeah.
Come back from Devon.
No,
don't leave Devon. And I tried to change the tire then, but I couldn't do it. I wasn't physically strong enough to.
Did you ever
change the
bolt?
No, it was just me and Julie coming back good. on the 9-hour drive door to door from Croydon.
Yes.
On Bank Holiday Monday.
Yes.
So that was good. But I just couldn't do it, and someone took mercy on us, a real man who can do that kind
of
stuff.
So is this a runner trap?
Yeah, you're not going to be able to get through that.
Just keep running. Wait a minute, don't fall for that. That's a trap for running. No, Paul.
Where?
You've gone into it.
Where?
You've gone into... Oh, no. He's trapped. All right, shut the gates. Take it to the lab. He's fresh. and these and many other runners were caught. Yes, yeah, so you and Julie.
So basically, the first time I couldn't do it, I felt really emasculated. A proper bloke came, he changed the tyre for me.
Yeah.
Cut to Sunday night, coming back from Birmingham, pouring rain.
Yeah.
No, it's the tyre had gone again, the very same tyre.
Oh my God.
And this time.
It's quite tiring.
But this time, I just did it.
Yeah.
And you know, I felt great. It was the first time I'd ever done anything like that. My first instinct is just phone a man who can do this, which I know is pathetic. I don't have a can-do attitude. I'm very much I can't.
Yeah.
If it's all practical, I just can't do this.
Can't do.
So the idea that I could do it felt like a real breakthrough.
Yeah, I've been building...
To physically change your tyre.
Building my daughter's new bed, which is big.
Yeah.
And it's straightforward, but it's not completely straightforward. One is every now and again, It's not from IKEA. It's more solid built.
Right.
But every now and again, the instructions, they're not rubbish. But, you know, there was one instruction, like, missing.
Right.
So by the time I got to it, I had the confidence. I was like, no, I can do it.
You get some instructions that leave you to make deductive leaps. Those are the ones I struggle with.
Yeah, that's right.
If anything of this process is down to me, this isn't going to work.
And then you get to that
pick
bit where you think,
the spanner.
Well, so this bit is broken. That's not just me.
Right, right.
They've forgotten to bevel that bit of metal or all that stuff. But the other thing about it's hard is it's really physically hard.
Yes.
A couple of times you've got to kind of screw straight into wood, sort of munching into the wood.
That's hard
and
work,
then
isn't
do
it?
That 30 yeah. times.
Yeah.
You know you've done that the next day.
That's really
going to give
good,
you blisters on your palms and stuff.
So and think, like say, people who do that every day.
I would, exactly.
These are tough guys.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Yesterday I was doing some of it because I was distracted. I couldn't have done any more kind of intellectual work morning magpie, but I didn't want to just wait around, so it can have value. But yeah, doing that all day every day would be tough. And
really?
Also I'd be useless because I'd take ages,
really long breaks and moaning.
But also that thing about feeling good about yourself and feeling emasculated when you can't do it. I've built my daughter's bed.
That's great,
but I can't stand it up.
Right.
It's on its side and you need more than one person to stand it
up. Which is why you need a real man to give you a hand.
Don't get me wrong. There is a subtext here of people thinking, how weak is Rob's wife? She's not well.
But also, how pathetic are Paul and Robert?
Yeah, you're going to...
Unable to change a tyre.
Yeah. I can change a
tyre. Up to the age of 47.
No one said I can change
a
tyre.
No, you...
Talking of... sort of like being heroic though. When I was very small, my mum had a little 1100, which kind of dates it.
Yeah.
And we got a puncture just off the Great West Road by Gunnersbury Park. And we were parked on like a sort of cycle lane, a bit of tarmac on a hot, hot summer's day. And the tarmac was all wet.
Yeah.
Came back to the car's puncture. Course, because it's a rubbish old car.
Yeah.
And my mum jacked the car up.
Yeah.
And the jack just went through the tarmac like it was mud.
Oh,
look at these bluebells in the woods. Look at that. That's it. So that's what you need. Enough of them look like a haze.
Like
and then there's
ocean,
you with them.
An ocean of bluebells.
Man and bluebell.
With bluebell face.
He got a bit coquettish.
Yeah.
So
the jack's descending into the tarmac.
Meanwhile, I was there, and then she was looking after like these dog walkers. It was like a rash of half a dozen other people's kids.
Right.
Like just running around the car going... Yeah.
In tense.
Sticky face, 1970s style. And
smoking. Yeah.
This bloke with a big Mercedes in an era when not everyone had a big Mercedes.
Yeah.
He pulled up his big brown leather-seated Mercedes and came home and said, "Don't worry, I'll lift it up." And he lifted up the back corner of the car.
Oh, mate.
While my mum put the tyre on, and she's trying to do it fast. And she's like, you know, take your time.
Lucky that Jeff Capes just happened
to be. We were so impressed, but when you look, I saw an 1100 recently, and I reckon I could pick one of those up over my head. That's a rubbishy little car. But isn't it funny how, in the 21st century, masculinity is still pretty much about
fixing stuff.
Running really far and picking heavy things up.
Fixing things.
I mean, if we could just get out of it now and again and kill a beast, I think we'd feel really good about ourselves.
Great.
I'm joking, but people do, don't they? Like that dentist who went and killed the lion.
I know.
That's
I know.
An odd need.
Yeah. If ripping.
All right, Christmas. This is a robin. Oh, I nearly had it.
Oh,
there
no.
it is. It's a robin in the holly, which frankly is not seasonal on May the 2nd. So we must balance that with some soft nurture.
Yes.
I'm going to get some yoga in. I want to do yoga. That's going to help my running.
Yeah, I'd like
I've seen pics of me run.
I'd like to do
yoga. Get rid of those rolly shoulders.
I'd like to do yoga, but it's sort of doing it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd like to do it, but I don't know.
I'm useless at it as well.
Yeah.
I don't bend in the middle and I don't twist.
So you're looking to try and change your style then, you think?
Well...
Maybe.
I think that
subtle modifications.
It's going to be subtle. I think that when I'm running really well, you know, I reset a couple of times, like we've said, in the marathon towards the end.
Right.
I got my, not just put my head up, but drop my shoulders, lengthen my neck.
That's
and
good.
Just really try and stand up like a
good
dancer.
Idea.
You know, so but certainly nothing changing from the waist down. It's all my neck, really. It's all, I'm just a bit hunched.
Did you
and I think from the outside, my run will probably look just as sad.
Did you get your photos through?
Yeah, I've seen my photos.
They're always good, the photos, aren't they?
A combination of how terrible they are and how much they cost. Here's a picture of you gurning just like a dog, slightly obscured by a stranger. That'll be £150.
Just me. Just various pictures of me grimacing at various stages of the race. They're not normally near the end of the race, aren't they?
That's yes, that's right. The best one of you was the one someone spotted, which was a news story about someone else, and you were behind them.
Yeah.
And then also, here's you, on for 2:59:21, and the person, someone got said in the comments, get your head up, Paul.
Yeah.
How do you know his head wasn't down for an eighth of a second?
I do get my head down sometimes when I get a bit.
You're allowed.
A hot dog nearly beat me. A bloke dressed as a hot dog.
Yeah.
That's a quick hot dog, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
That's a quick dog.
You're going to be frank about that. Also, I noticed that a hot dog guy, when he came past me, I thought, nice buns.
Did you shout that? To the temptation.
Well, I didn't see him, Paul, because he's half an hour faster than me. Now, what was I going to say about hot dog overtaking you? Oh, yeah, did you see Gorilla Man finishing the marathon?
No, I saw photos of him during the week. So, to me, that looked half like some kind of situationist stunt.
It was a little bit like that.
Right.
I saw him interviewed on BBC Breakfast.
Yeah.
He seemed like a very pretty normal guy.
Right.
I don't think that can actually be the case. You know, because he just opted to...
So this is the guy you kept seeing photos during the week of, there's a guy still running the marathon dressed
right.
in
he
a gorilla
all
suit.
All last week finishing the marathon in the gorilla suit, doing it for the gorillas, and he was doing it on his knuckles and feet as much as he could.
Gorilla styling.
Gorilla style.
Yeah.
But you think, I feel really bad for this, but I must say this, that is totally unnecessary.
Yeah.
You want to raise money for the gorillas, run the marathon dressed as a gorilla. Done. Job done.
Yeah.
Awareness raised. Yeah. Sponsorship given.
Yeah. Yeah.
And instead, I can't see. I suppose he might have raised a bit more money by doing it that way.
By doing it that slowly.
I can't get my head around it.
Did he live off leaves and sort of shoots?
Yeah, that's right.
He's a weird
shoots and leaves.
he's a weird one because he got a bit of publicity, but not loads. And it more made people slightly not trust it, sort of.
That's
thing.
Right. Because
it felt like a woolly mammoth had been spotted or something, didn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Right,
it assumed
exactly.
Almost like
well,
urban
of course,
myth status.
After the first 6 hours, everyone's gone home. You know,
the
marathon buses are gone. There's no
fences. They closed the course anyway.
So at some stage, around last Wednesday, it's just a bloke in a gorilla suit going up Poplar High Street.
And he obviously had a kip and stuff. He didn't do it continuously for 5 days.
He must have gone to bed at times, yeah. And also, it must have hurt. But it just
loads.
seems crazy. And also, it's just missing the point a bit, isn't it? I mean, the marathon is this big bubble, and that's when you do it. I mean, I'm sort of spending a week making up my little post-marathon blog about how it all was and everything.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I'm well aware that by the time I post that, the world has moved on.
Yes.
And that's fine, you know?
Although it does take
that's how it works.
It does take a couple of days at least to really let it go, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
in
for us,
head.
You know...
Because it's so intense, isn't
physically,
it?
Physically, everyone has done it.
Yeah.
There's definitely that moment, isn't it? Probably, luckily we're all past it now, but there's a moment sometime within the first 4 days, maybe one day, maybe two, where you think, everyone's forgotten about this, and for me, it's still the most important thing in my life.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And that must be true of all of us.
Yeah.
We're going left here.
Yeah.
That threw me right off. Yeah. We're just retracing our steps.
Yeah, we're just retracing
our steps. Get it now. It's one of those great toddlers in the woods groups.
Like it. Having an adventure. Yeah. She's good. I went to the club track championships yesterday just for a laugh, not to compete.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just really like school sports day. It's great. But you've got like...
Yeah.
Just people in their 60s doing javelin for a laugh and stuff.
Yeah,
just a real laugh.
Oh, that
just
reminds
a complete
me.
Hoot.
I don't know if you've seen this, but on Running Company on Facebook, someone got in touch and said, I'm just getting into trail running. Any tips? Now, trail running and cross country, that's roughly the same thing, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about running off road at least.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of, I had a look at that. I was thinking, I mean, obviously you need decent shoes and decent specialist trail shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you know, you need to know where you're going. You know, it's just like us running around Osmotherley, really.
Yeah.
It's good. Trail running is great because it's soft surfaces and good fun and you're out in nature and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just be aware that it could go wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's knowing where you're going and maybe taking little snacks and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, Trail Runner magazine's massive. There's a massive community to tie into, which I fully intend to do once I've realised I can't get any faster than a marathon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just that I'm...
Well, but you, and you've done a fair bit of proper cross country, but then that's proper. Yeah. It's a slightly different community,
oh,
yeah, isn't
is
it?
That? Oh, that's just a leaf. What is this?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that is...
That's nature.
That's a significant part of a dead beast. But I would say that that is part of a barbecue rather than something that died in the woods.
No, mate. That's nature. This is the start of a horror film. Okay. That's the first thing in the start of a...
Yeah. No, well, something's really dried that thing out.
That's a crow, is it?
No, it's a mammal. You're looking at a haunch.
Wow.
Good Lord.
What?
Yeah, it's not...
The,
no,
the
no,
Beast of Queenswoods.
It's the Beast of Queenswoods.
The Beast of Queenswoods.
What the hell?
And it seems, my God! Rob!
There's a wheelie bin in the tree. The monster wheelie bin in the high trees of Queenswoods. See, if you look up there, that's what I wanted my first album cover to be.
Nice.
And it's got that great combination of it is beautiful, but also really dull. It's what you really
that's,
need is a picture
a
of a beast.
Bit,
what
that's
is
a bit
the
of drama,
hell
isn't
is that? I think that is a hog roast that someone has done a little a piglet.
Yeah.
And everyone's eaten it, and then they've chucked out the you know, what was left. And
that's
a dog's got hold of it.
That's one way of
it. I know it's not very dramatic, but we need answers.
I prefer the Beast of Queenswood scenario.
Yeah.
The wild.
I'll tell you one thing. I know
beast.
Looking at that, it wasn't vegan.
No, absolutely not, no.
And on the menu today, hog roast. There was a tofu half pig.
Yeah, cross-country races are like organised, you know, spiked are all there. But, you know, the trail running is.
Yeah.
And make I sure think you're in the right. Make sure you're in the right kit and comfy in your kit. It's more like long, slow running tends to be, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
It's the best
and
kind of
I think
of fun,
also
really.
Sometimes, I mean, for me, the thing with trail running is I would lean entirely into like what we're doing now, which is basically nice, easy running somewhere where there isn't tarmac.
Yeah.
You know? And that way you don't need to worry about, I'm sure that somewhere there's someone putting on spikes to run through a little, you know, to run along a kind of cinder track.
Yes,
and
yeah.
That's not necessary.
No, just get but your nice...
That's what people do, you go. And this is the kind of thing that happens, and that's fine. You know, it's like when I go to the Chilterns and see someone walking with huge walking boots and two poles, and you think, you know, you're 300 yards from the M40, that's a bit unnecessary.
Yeah. But if you're going to get way off into the back end of nowhere, take a mate.
Yeah.
Take a phone and know where you are, you know.
It's funny, isn't it? Because it's like people really need to put preparedness and activity together like two bits of Lego.
Yeah.
The number of times you see people over-prepared for nothing and then hear stories of people
under-prepared for everything.
For terrible, yeah. Just try and fit what you've got to what you need.
Yeah, we just went for a walk around the Arctic, you know. I bought my shorts.
I just went...
Well, it just got really chilly late on.
I was surfing in Argyll. Did you hear about that guy?
No.
He went, this is a Scotsman. Went,
oh, yes.
Went
he was
surfing
missing
in the
for 36
Irish Sea.
Hours. Was
yeah. Oh, it was only 32.
Right.
Oh, barely over a day on a surfboard in the Irish Sea.
I bet he was relieved. My goodness. He was hanging on to a surfboard.
Oh, and he's only young. He's in his early 20s, I think. And I heard his mum and dad on the radio, and they're like, God. It was like they wonder, you know, because obviously he went missing. They're like, oh, my goodness. And then he came back fine.
Well, he had no
relief.
Yeah, I don't think anyone knew he was missing for 24 hours because he had no way of contacting people because obviously you're surfing, you don't tend to take your mobile.
Yeah, he didn't selfie it.
Yeah.
And so here I am, stuck in the Irish Sea.
Long. Yeah.
Awkward.
When you've marooned after 32 hours.
Point Break.
Yeah.
What's the Point Break?
It's that desire for adventure, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just want to... It's good fun to get lost sometimes, isn't it? When we got lost around Osmotherley.
Yeah.
It's actually quite a laugh being lost, as long as you're not hideously lost.
You think that was a laugh? No,
it
was.
Where
it wasn't. When I was in Wales the other day, not running or doing the show, but just driving late at night,
yeah.
I thought I finally worked out why my friend's house was. Because they really do live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
One time, they live at a place called Cefn Coch, which is Welsh for Red Ridge.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not the only Red Ridge. And yeah, one time I used sat-nav to get there. And I got up this, you know, this big road, then a little road, then a lane. Mm. Then a lane with grass in the middle. Eventually, drove into the yard of this darkened farm.
Yeah.
Which clearly wasn't their house. And at this moment I thought, well, either someone's going to come out of there and kill me, or I'm going to try and do a three-point turn in this field, and just the car's just going to roll down a hill into a stream. And then eventually worked out where they lived. Oh, I went through a flood going to their house once as well. And it's really...
drama.
It's a quest.
Yeah.
And but as I say, you know, I stayed there for a couple of weeks last year, so I thought I'd finally cracked it. I was driving there on Saturday night, and at one point, it got to a left turn. I was like, I thought I was going to be turning right. I was like travelling in exactly the opposite direction.
Right.
To the direction I thought I was going. And whales will do that to you. You know, I think in our heads we like everything to be roughly left, right, left, right. I don't mean like a march. I mean, you know, north, south, 90 degree corners. And Wales just says, no. It's curvy valleys.
Curvy turns in on itself.
It's all real weird knowing where you go.
Follow it as you see it.
And I find that both good and bad. I think you want to get lost. He's actually making strange decisions on the paths we've been on a lot. It is possible to get lost in Queenswood and Highgate Wood. I'm never completely confident when I come here without you.
Although, today, that is the same route that we always do.
I know. But I've got lost.
We haven't done it for a while, to be fair.
I've got lost doing that without you. We're in the woods, we're safe. We haven't even invoked the Blair Witch Project yet today.
It's nice to be out running a little bit again, actually.
Yeah.
I still feel tired, though.
Yeah.
Still don't feel... Well, it's a bit of a two-day hangover as well.
Yeah, that's right. No, it sounds like you were... That was an extra special drunk on Monday.
Yeah, it's that
you
kind
were double
of,
drunk. You're drunk squared.
It's that feeling of, like, I need to get really drunk at some stage just to say goodbye. I haven't been drunk enough yet.
Yeah.
To draw a line under it and start again.
Yeah, that's it.
I got fairly drunk.
No, I got that drunk.
On the day. I got fairly drunk in midweek, but then I've got to get really, really drunk.
Yeah. I think this urge is spurious. I know me and Julia did last Martini Monday, the day after the marathon. You know, we were drunk enough to apologise to the children, so.
Right.
I think we've done that.
Yeah.
We've experienced that. So your hills, love running up hills, it's easy.
Oh, we love hills.
Oh, we love the hills. But yeah, I'm Justin Morehouse is walking around Cardiff Bay this morning because him and Jared Christmas have started on this comedy tour.
All
that's
right,
a lovely place to run.
It is, it's lovely, isn't it?
And then, up in the hills above Welshpool, that's where I was on Sunday. And up the Taff Trail.
Yes. It's gorgeous running around there, isn't it?
And hopefully we'll get in. There's a, talking of trail running, there's a, like a kind of huge beach with a park. Not a park, but it's sand dunes, but they turn into a sand duney wilderness.
Yeah.
Called Merthyr Moor. And there's a trail running club down there. I wonder if they go out on a Saturday, we could gate crash.
That'd be amazing.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. Get out on the trails.
It's not far back now, is it, Paul?
No, it's not. Well, you ran to my house.
Yeah, I did. For old time's
sake. That was a surprise.
Yeah.
Rob, so that's another 2.5 miles to the trip, isn't it?
Just two.
Yeah.
It's just a couple. I keep those miles up. And I didn't know how you were feeling. I thought if you only wanted to go three, I wanted to not sulk.
Yes, so you wanted to have done a bit, yeah.
But yeah.
I'm going to have a month of not running anything over 10 miles now.
Yeah.
Just give my body a full rest.
But I want to run that. Well, the nice thing about the 10 mile in Richmond Park is that I would really like to run it in 1 hour, 12 and a half minutes.
Right.
So that's
7 and a bit minute miles, 7:10.
7:15s?
Right.
Does that work?
Yeah, yeah.
7 minute miles is 1 hour and 10, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
15.
So 7:50, yeah, 7:15s, yeah.
It's not quite though, is that?
150 seconds. 72 and a half minutes is 7:15 miles, isn't it?
Yeah, is it like 2.5, isn't it? 7 times 15. That's not fine.
No, but 15 seconds times 10 is 150 seconds, which is 2.5 minutes, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Times 10. So, yeah, so that's what I want to do, 7:15. All right, and thanks to everyone for staying with us through that math.
Yeah, through that Diane Abbott-esque math journey.
30,800. If three so carry four.
That's 2 million police officers at £2 a day.
Yeah, yeah. And, God, so got brilliant timing. I'm sure Theresa May said, listen, Diane, yeah, Claude Juncker
can you do says something for us?
Delusional about Brexit, and it's really going to be making the headlines. Can you,
fix it for us too?
I'll give you £10, which is equivalent to £300,000.
So you're looking for 7:15s?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So that's as anyone can see, it's 1 hour and 12.5 minutes.
Yeah.
And at the marathon, London Marathon, I did the first 10 miles in 1 hour and 13.
Right.
Bang on.
Yeah.
So I'm just looking for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
You should be able to do that, yeah.
And it's 6 weeks later.
Yeah.
So we should be ready.
You should be fine.
I think that's a nice little goal. I like the idea of 10 miles. It's a good distance.
It is a nice distance, yeah.
I think maybe I like the idea of it because I haven't done it very often. I haven't really got my head around it.
Yeah, it's nice to... It's a little run distance, but it is nice. It's a nice block of time, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they're out today trying to run a marathon in 2 hours. Did you hear about that?
Is that today, is it?
Yeah, today or tomorrow. I think it's today. It won't be a world record.
No.
Because they're using paces.
They're using drop-in paces.
Drop-in
well,
paces, yeah. That's right. So it's not allowed. But if they do it, it'll be a big enough story that it won't matter.
It will be an incredible story if they do it.
Yeah.
I mean...
It'll make it seem possible, and then someone without
do it in an open race,
will be able
yeah.
to do it. That's right.
I'd still be a little bit surprised if they do it.
Yeah.
Just because it's a big bump from the record. It's 3 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's that thing, it sounds possible when you hear 2 hours, 3, but then when you think at how much that person who got 2 hours, 3, wanted to, it gives you an idea how possible it is.
Yeah,
it's
you wonder,
3 minutes away from possible.
Are they, it's a big financial inducement for the guys who do it.
Yeah, apparently they're going to give them £80, £800,000. Yeah. 32.
They're going to give them 3 policemen.
They're going to give them 1 hour, 12 and a half, 15 times 12... Is
that's a weird thing. We very rarely talk about the nuts and bolts of international athletics, but the thing of the old Coe yesterday saying they're going to remove our world records pre 2005 from the record books to clean athletics up with the drugs thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That seems a bit austere, doesn't it?
It does a little bit.
You got people like, you know, obviously other athletes, but Paula Radcliffe. World record 2:15.
Yeah.
Accepted as a clean athlete.
Exactly. Also,
removed.
It's
crazy.
It doesn't.
It's crazy.
I don't know. I don't know who it helps.
Yeah.
You know, what you're going to do? You're going to pretend those things didn't happen? It's denial, isn't it?
And the idea that it means we can start again with a super clean sport. It's just not reality.
No, that's right. And it also, it's like when people apologise for historical things. You kind of think, I'm not sure how useful that is.
Yeah.
Sometimes an apology in life is really valuable.
Yeah.
But, you know, an apology for something cultural like that can really smack of letting yourself off.
It's knee-jerk nonsense. It's for the sponsons. It's to get...
I think you should do a show called Knee-Jerk Nonsense.
Yeah.
And spell the nonsense.
Morning, knee-jerk nonsense. Morning.
Knee-jerk nonsense. Here he comes.
Just us doing our silly, just jerking our knees.
Knee-jerk nonsense. And just every now and again, just someone sitting right in the front gets kicked in the chin. Oh, sorry, knee-jerk nonsense. That's the way it goes.
That's how it goes on Knee-Jerk Nonsense.
Edinburgh 2018. 5 stars.
Massive.
The
massive.
Way Tomkinson and Deering deconstruct...
popular culture.
need it. That is.
Did you see that in different news? Did you see that picture of Jay-Z and one of the Chuckle Brothers at the Anthony Joshua heavyweight fight?
Yes.
That was hilarious, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know whether Jay-Z realised how famous that guy is.
Apparently it was fake.
Was it?
Yeah,
was
apparently.
It? Okay, fair enough.
Which is a real shame.
It looks fake. I mean, it looked like this is just ridiculous. It was. What a funny idea, anyway.
I wish it had happened. Yeah. Really good. Yeah. Maybe it did, I don't know. I mean, it looked real to me. To you? Did it look real to you?
To you?
To you?
It looked real.
I've got to say, all right, I'm happy to... I'm happy to be wrong about this. I certainly know what those New Zealand guys would have said about it, but I am uncomfortable with boxing.
Yeah, I mean, that's no surprise to me. that you're uncomfortable with boxing. It's a lot of people uncomfortable with boxing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I am, but I can't deny that I really enjoy watching it.
I mean, it was more complicated the weekend. It was obviously a big deal. And key sporting moments are big, you know, and it's got great, you know, it's a talented boxer with charisma, and it's a special...
It's a brutal sport, yeah.
It's people fighting.
Yeah, it's brutal.
It's, you know...
Yeah. It's hard to defend, but...
Yeah. Well, particularly against one of them when they're punching you on the face.
Vlad was amazing at 41 to be that fit. It was an incredible performance, but...
Yeah.
People will always fight, and they'll always fight for money. They just will.
You're probably right, but that's that depressing realisation.
I know it's not...
Let it go.
Not a particularly progressive thought, but people...
Well, also, you know, I might have mentioned before, my dad's got Parkinson's. My dad, Ahmed Ali, has Parkinson's. There's a distinct possibility that... Getting punched around the head. Or like that Will Smith film about the American football.
Yes,
you know.
Concussion. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to take care of your head.
Yeah, any sports which involve getting smashed in the head.
Over and over again.
That's not good for the head.
Well, your job is. You know, no one's job should be, hit me in the head as hard as you can.
Yeah. It's just, there's ugly things in the human psyche, aren't they, that get played out.
Yeah.
Just violence.
And in
is
the
one
human socks, in our instance.
Yeah.
Really terrible. Hey, I don't think we ever asked this question. How were your toes in the end? Did you feel your toes in the marathon?
No, they were fine. The whole kind of foot thing, because I got treatment on it.
Yeah.
And I started manipulating it. And it's good more decision. About the whole foot.
Go left.
It's the whole foot and the muscles and tendons around the foot.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've just started that process of healing it and getting better. Sort of bringing the foot back to life, really.
Yeah. Back to to the knee jet nonsense.
So that's okay. It's something I'm going to have to be mindful of that, Rob, as I proceed into my running future.
Yeah.
Just be aware of my foot.
Shut up. Punches him in the face.
Yeah. But I was pleased to nip that in the bud and get it dealt with.
Yeah, I think ultimately, it's again going back to what you were saying about the right and the wrong kinds of pain, you know.
Yeah.
It is. You've got to listen really carefully because some pains are things you've got to ignore and other ones.
Yeah.
You've got to say, you know. I mean, as I said right at the beginning of training for London, you know, I've got the one little useless toe. Things kind of broken, but it's not bothering me, so I'll carry on running, you know.
It's that thing, if it stops you running, it's really serious, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
just right. Can you run? Can you run on it? Yeah. I'm limping, but I'm still running. He's still running.
Yeah, he's kind of crawling now. He's on his knuckles. Oh, it's okay. It's for the gorillas. You can still sponsor Gorilla Man. I can only apologise for...
It's obviously a great course, but... He became a mysterious figure, didn't he, in the last...
Yeah, until I saw him interviewed.
We were following them.
He didn't seem
marathon.
Very mysterious then.
He should have obviously maintained the thing and just conducted the interview as a gorilla, shouldn't he? So how did you find the other dogs? That was more chimp, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it?
More chimps.
I found it really hard, hard.
Yeah, awkward. Bad ape impression. When your fellow podcaster does a bad ape impression, hashtag awkward.
Should have left him in the running trap. Good. Good shenanigans today. Yeah. I am... when we get to your house...
Yes?
Can I have a wee?
Of course you can, mate.
Yeah. I'm going to wee like a racehorse.
Go for it, yeah.
I don't know, I really...
Enjoy it.
I think that maybe
full
my,
throttle.
I'm not sure my bladder's come back from the marathon. Well, maybe my coffee's too strong. I've got to tell you. Maybe I need that well-man check.
So basically, we're just proceeding onwards. We're accepting that we like being really fit.
Yes. Well, I'm going to say
I've eaten all the Jaffa cakes in the world last week.
Well, worrying
you. I just ate them all.
I'm worried about the tent you use with that heavy drinking. I don't think you can get more drunk than you did on Monday.
No, I'm not
so
going.
I think you need to let that go and move on.
I'm going
to
let it go.
Let it go.
I went through the wall. I restarted my watch at the beginning of the third bottle.
Yes.
And I just kept my focus on it.
I'm fit. My body strength feels good. My weight is low.
Yeah.
I can run. You know, the marathon may be tired from running, but I'm not injured.
Good,
and
good.
I'm going to build on the fitness I've got, maintain the fitness I'm at, and get more limber with a bit of yoga.
Yeah, yeah.
And just be slightly more familiar with distance.
Yeah.
So when I come to train for distance next time,
it's not
I've
as
got
big
a little bit more
up.
In me.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
a little bit more, you know, that I can take that 7:15, 7:30 mile just a bit further.
And also, I would say, if you can, just try to do as many park runs as you can.
Yeah, yeah.
Just for a laugh and just to get faster, just to feel faster.
Well, that's a little thing I need to do, really, is get a little bit stricter myself at running early in the mornings, because I never like it. It's always grinding the gears.
Yeah.
But that thing you were setting me off to do, which is the old, you know, basically to go all the way the other way. If I'm off at a comedy gig on a Friday night and doing a park run,
yeah.
Don't just get to the park run. Get out at 8.
Right.
And run to the park.
Yeah,
run.
Yeah.
I really like that run, and it gives a really nice focus, because you still, I don't think I run the park runs any faster, any slower, really.
Right.
Because I'm not that good at accessing my sprint anyway.
Yeah.
So sticking it on the end of a bunch of miles
just means it's a better
it's
run.
It's really good training for running far fast.
Yeah.
Far fast. And then if needing to get out for a run at 8 in the morning is stopping me drinking till 3 in the morning on the Friday.
It can only help.
It's all for the best, isn't
it? Of course this is. It's empathy to your future self.
Oh. Yeah.
Knee-jerk nonsense.
See, you're going to be more of a hippie from now on. Is that the rule? I'm going to start saying things like, change your mind and bang into boxing. Love it. Oh, it's a car.
Welcome to Running Commentary Fight Club. Set in the car
fighting
park.
Commentary. We record this podcast while we're
punching each other in the face.
The microphone went into my teeth.
And we're going to get some guests. I want to get Sam Murphy, Runner's World columnist and very, very funny woman, very bright, written loads of books about running. Finn, the guy who wrote Running with the Kenyans. He's currently researching and writing a book on ultras.
We're going to get Brian really Gordon back to report on how a marathon went in the end.
Yes.
First hand.
Yeah, that'd be good.
We're going to get our heads together to talk about that.
Yeah.
That's the charity's corner.
Like it. Yeah, get our heads together.
And
the quest for Joe Pavey continues.
Yeah, yeah.
Martin Yelling's giving us a shout to do the marathon running commentary crossover.
I think I love the idea of the supergroup. The idea that it would be their podcast and our podcast both at once.
Oh, doing a kind of podcast mashup,
like McBusted.
Like it,
yeah. Only with podcasts and
everything. Ooh, so there we go, the first real proper post-marathon run.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, we did this properly. My phone hasn't run out, and we went
slowly
to
properly.
Yeah,
slowly, properly, paddy, gently.
A little over 5.5 there, so that's
right.
Good. We're out for an hour, so nice and slow.
Recovery run.
Very good.
The launch of knee-jerk nonsense.
Everyone is really keeping us. We're getting reports every weekend in the running season of what you've been up to.
I love it. I love to hear.
Yeah, it's really good. And if you've got any kind of questions,
and it was great post-marathons, get people getting in touch on Facebook with what their stories of the day and also got some really tips, some excellent tips from people on the build-up to it. Pete Norris came through with one idea that really helped me on the day, which is great.
What
just
was
really
that
appreciate it. Just that restarting your watch thing.
That's right. And Kate Carter set you off with the early gel.
Yes.
Let's get a photo of the pavement there. God, when people don't need to see my, it's not a selfie thing. So I need to not stop sharing. Oh, look at that. Sorry, Paul. Sorry everyone. So we're Run Compod on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Got
huge,
nice
huge on Twitter.
And
massive.
we run on. We proceed
onwards.
Knee-jerk nonsense. Knee-jerk nonsense.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.